We're going to start off by watching some short and I think quite humorous videos of an American doing a British accent and then a Brit doing an American accent.
So we have, let's think of what's a quintessential New Yorker phrase?
My hat making friend up there, what would you say?
That's a good one. That's fantastic. All right, y'all. So first of all, what we have to do is open our mouths this way.
Okay.
Try and do it. Go for it. Just like that. It helps if you put your hand under your chin. I know it looks ridiculous, but let's be in this together.
Well,
all right, okay. Y'all want to count down from three?
Two, one.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's good.
Not bad.
I like that.
There's some nice vocabulary that she used there. She said, what's a quintessential New York phrase? And they said, oh, for God's sake, which means when you're just really frustrated about something, you can say, oh, for God's sake. I believe she's explaining the British accent because Renee Zellweger. Her accent, I'm not sure exactly where she's from, but she sounds like she's from the South.
She's from Texas.
From Texas. There you go. So she has a very strong Southern accent.
And quintessential is just like the most prominent
phrase that every New Yorker uses a lot.
I think she gave away her Southern origin also, being from Texas, because she says y'all at some point, y'all, which is very right. Southern-like, right?
The interview with Renee Zellweger about her practicing with the accent coach was the first video I've ever watched related to this topic about practicing and learning the accent, because my mom and I, we really love the Bridget Jones Diary. She was exactly telling that, that she, being from Texas, had to work like a year on her accent, on her British accent.
But it's a nice tip because different accents use different parts of the mouth and use the mouth in different ways, and sometimes there's tendencies. So she was talking about Americans tend to open more this way, more sideways. People are just listening, and Brits open more vertically. They open more up and down, and they have a very round shape in their mouth when they speak round instead of round, right?
Yeah.
Imagining the queen yelling that at her butler, her servant. For God's sake. So now we're going to watch an interview with Emilia Clarke, who, of course, is the actress that played Daenerys Targaryen in the... You've got it there on your shirt, Thiago, for people watching. Who played Daenerys Targaryen in the Game of Thrones series. And for those of you who don't know, she is from the UK.
I'd love to hear your American accent because I'm always interested, because I don't think we even have that. I guess in certain regions we have accents, but
yeah.
But we do, obviously.
Well, it was late. So my American accent that you heard on Terminator kind of changed a little bit into Cali from the Valley. She's like this whole like situation. That was amazing.
Wow, that's actually very good.
Thank you.
Said that she took inspiration from the movie Clueless, which is about someone who's a Valley girl. Do you guys know what a Valley girl is? Have you heard that expression before?
I have, but could you define, Ethan? I don't want to, you know, put my foot in my mouth here.
Yeah. What does that mean to put your foot in your mouth?
I don't want to say something that is wrong or, you know, that I don't know about. Yeah.
That gets you in trouble, maybe. So the Valley, I'm not sure, top of my mind, I'm not sure which Valley it's referring to actually, but it's a Valley that's in Los Angeles. And this accent, actually, if you go to Los Angeles, there are people that speak like this. And it's not just girls, it's Valley Girl, but there are guys that speak like this too. Something that you'll notice a lot if you go to Los Angeles is certain people always end their phrases with an upward inflection, which makes it sound like they're asking you a question. They say, it was great.
Yeah, and likes, right? Oh my God, it was like,
you know? Like, oh my God, guys, we should go surfing down at the beach.
Oh yeah.
like melodic accent, very rhythmic.
I've noticed this too, that a lot of Brits and Australians that I met, when they try to imitate American English, they make it too nasal. So I think they perceive the American accent as being a very nasal accent. And that is a feature of it, especially certain accents in the United States, but they tend to overdo it, which makes it sound like maybe they've got a cold or they're doing something odd is going on.
It sounds almost cartoonish, I would say, right? Just like, you know, maybe us. I mean, I know that for a fact, when I try to emulate a British accent myself, because I'm not very familiar with it, I tend to sound more cartoonish when I do it. Maybe I'm exaggerating too much certain aspects of it. Maybe it's the same thing there.
But I can recommend that as a way to practice. If you're trying to pick up on a certain accent, really exaggerating those sounds, it helps you to build those muscles of articulation. So then when you want to speak more normal, it's easier for you because you've done the exaggeration work. It's maybe similar to you lift heavy weights at the gym, and then when you're lifting more normal weights in your everyday life, it's easier because you've made yourself stronger, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Dear Global Citizen, are you struggling to find somebody to practice your speaking with? Well, don't worry, because that's exactly why we created the Real Life English app. The Real Life app is the only place where anytime, anywhere, you can press a button and instantly connect with another English speaker anywhere in the world to have a short conversation with. Isn't that awesome? Also, with the Real Life app, you can enjoy the full version of this podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you are just consuming a short clip from the full episode. But if you use our app to listen to the podcast, you can listen to the full version, 30, 40 plus minutes of content. Amazing, isn't it? Also, we give you digital transcripts for the episode so you can listen to us on the podcast and read along every single word we are using. And we also give you flashcards, interactive flashcards, to help you memorize all the words, expressions, idioms, and phrasal verbs you learn from the podcast. The app uses cutting-edge technology based on spaced repetition to help you memorize the words you learn with us much faster. And the great thing is that the app is free to download and try. I'm going to leave the link to the app in the show notes, also in the description of the video if you are on YouTube, or if you prefer, you can simply go to Google Play Store, Apple App Store, and download the app from there. It's free to download and try, and I really recommend it. But now let's check a testimonial from one of our app users.
So this testimonial comes from Iran, and they write, "Hello everyone, it makes me proud that some people from all over the world, Global Village, joined hands for me to progress, and I'm very grateful to you, kind people. In spite of the fact that I have been working very seriously with an English university teacher for a month, from tomorrow I will definitely use the hard work you put in. I love you, Hoja Zandi."
So don't wait any longer, do it just like this user and download the Real Life app today.
So Thiago, you've done the lovely honors of preparing us an introduction to some of the main sounds that are difficult for Americans when they learn British English or when they try to do the British accent.
I found this really nice video on YouTube. We're going to link the video on the show notes and also in the description here on YouTube, guys. Of this English man, he's coaching American actors on how to nail a British accent, a standard British accent, for American actors to get roles in which they have to play Brits. And in this video, he talks about three main sounds that are different between standard American English and standard British English. So let me preface by saying that I'm not very familiar with British English. My English is heavily influenced by and based on American English. But I'm going to do my best here to emulate those sounds. But do watch the video and then you can actually learn from the source much better. I mean, how to pronounce those sounds. The first sound he presents here is the letter A, and how in American English, the tendency is to go A, and in British English, standard British English, I mean, we go A. So let's practice together, guys. Let's do some exercise here. Come on. Ask, ask. So I say the American, you say the British. Cast.
Cost.
Fast.
Fast.
We ask to be cast fast.
We asked the cost fast.
Oh, there you go. After.
After.
Have.
Have.
Laugh.
Laugh.
Can't.
Can't.
Bath.
Bath.
He can laugh at the bath.
He can't laugh at the bath.
That sounds really good. I feel so noble, like royal, you know? The second sound he presents is the letter R, which is very distinct, right? In British English, the tendency is not to pronounce that R, especially after vowels or before consonants. So again, let's try that, guys. I'm going to say arm, and then you go arm. Arm.
arm.
Hurt.
Hurt.
My arm hurt.
My arm hurt.
Oh, no. You know what? We can remember.
It sounds so sad in British.
We can remember Renee's tip, right? Of being rounded, right? Oh, no.
It reminds me of the, you know, that video that was viral many years back that Charlie bit my finger?
Yeah, uh-huh. I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie.
That hurt.
You bit my finger.
No, Charlie bit me.
We have here, come on, mother.
Mother.
Father.
Father.
Other.
Other.
Tour.
Tour.
Other mothers and fathers were on tour.
Other mothers and fathers were on tour.
So yeah, this is the second sound he presents, the R. And the last sound he presents, which is also very distinct, is the T. In British English, in standard British English, the tendency is to pronounce the T as a true T more often, rather than the D or the flap D or flap T that we have in American English, the da-da-da-da sound. So let's try that. Water?
Water. I want to say it with a Cockney accent, like water.
Bottle.
Bottle.
Bottle. I guess I'm Cockney at heart. It's just...
Right. You know, I think Cockney is the working class accent, isn't it?
It's like the street British accent.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Like Adele has a super strong Cockney accent, which you would never be able to tell from her music. But if you watch an interview with her, it's mind-blowing, the difference.
Mm-hmm. Fryer, A is the perfect hangover cure, which obviously I'm always hungover.
A few more words here, guys. Come on, butter.
Butter.
Fatter.
Fatter.
So butter makes us fatter.
Butter makes us fatter.
And to conclude, this phrase is really tricky. I'm going to say it in American English. My daughter oughta have caught her.
My daughter oughta have caught her.
My daughter oughta have caught her.
All the teeth should be there, right? Yeah. And I was listening to his video. It's kind of close as well, like rounded, as we just saw. So my daughter ought to have caught her.
My daughter.
I think it sounds really beautiful, in my opinion. But, you know, I just can't make it. Yeah. I mean, I think it sounds really cool.
By the way, like standard English, what Justiago was showing us and we were practicing with Ethan, it's different from like Royal English, for example, right? Right now I'm watching The Crown. The new season has been released. And I remember one interview with Helena Bonham Carter, and she was telling that to do this accent, they were trained not to move their upper lip. So you try to talk like that and not to move your upper lip. It's very difficult, in fact.
It's very breathy as well, their way of speaking. So everything they say, it sounds like they're just going up some stairs. They're a little bit out of breath.
I love the physicality involved in getting an accent right.
And there is a special, this profession, the accent coach. Yeah, and they've been pretty famous right now because it makes a huge difference. It's not enough anymore just to act well. You really have to impersonate fully the character.
Aw, yeah, global citizens. I just want to tell you, in case you don't know, that this lesson was taken from the Real Life English podcast. However, it was just a clip from the full episode. If you want to access the full lesson and learn even more with us, make sure you download the Real Life app. See you there.